Fats Domino, Walking to New Orleans from 1960 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Sandy Marlisa.
Yeah.
The featured artist of this week's Radio Cosmos Live, which airs on GCSCTV.com at 9 p.m. or on your Comcast channel for Gulf Coast TV. Sandy, so I hear you describe yourself as a wanderer.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I try to take life as it comes. I don't try to do too much planning. I have worked really hard to cultivate a life to where I can literally wake up and do what I feel like and still make money. So I consider myself a Renaissance person, which means I do multiple things, not just for entertainment, but to make my money. I'm a writer. You can occasionally see me picking up some sort of other odd job. Like sometimes I've written somebody's eulogy for a funeral. Like just, I just take work as it comes. And I have a network of people that love everything that I do, but that's how I consider it. But also I do enjoy traveling, but I'm a really big believer in falling in love with where you live. And as we were talking about earlier, Florida has one of the most diverse ecosystems in the entire world. But I think if you've lived here a long time, or if you grew up here, you forget how gorgeous this place is. Especially after Hurricane Michael and the devastation that we saw. I just remember looking outside my window and seeing the stark contrast with all these beautiful trees just gone. And especially since then, I've made it a point to go out and experience like where I live and finding these nooks and crannies of what makes this place beautiful. And I think we could all use a little bit of that. Like, why does traveling mean have to going to Egypt on some grand adventure? Just walk outside. There's a grand adventure everywhere. Mm-hmm. You find something to explore. Just last weekend, I went to Vortex Springs. I love going to Morrison Springs. I love going to Ponce de Leon. I love going to the beach. And you know how many, like, few people have actually seen a beach, like a real beach? Like, how many people have never seen the Gulf of Mexico and we live here? Like, just falling in love with life. That's what I consider being a wanderer. And I don't know how much time we have, but I can definitely finish my story about New Orleans.
Yeah, so
okay.
So you were saying that an example of just wandering was recently you finally had an opportunity where you could just leave. So tell me about the spontaneous trip to New Orleans.
I had just dropped my kids off at their dad's, and you know, divorce is hard, and you know, I was just in a bad place in my brain, and I just thought to myself, I'm getting out of here. There were a lot more expletives said, but I don't know how many I'm allowed to use on the radio show.
Few as possible.
I won't elaborate, but I left. And I went to New Orleans, and my friend told me to go to Frenchman Street. And great choice. But I literally just did one thing after the other. Like, I got there. I decided to get a tattoo. I asked the tattoo shop lady where the best place to eat was. She said Coop's. I went to Coop's. Talked to some people at the bar. Then I just started wandering around the town and looking at all this pretty string lights. And I came across this tarot reader in the street. She read my tarot cards. And she pointed across the street and said, hey, this is the best place to get hurricanes. I said, I'm all about it. Went and got some hurricanes at this piano bar. Sat for 3 hours with 8 other drunk women screaming Baby Got Back to a piano. Like, it was great. And then I left and I was going to just, you know, go back to my car. But I heard this wonderful voice and I wandered into this bar with this woman singing Tennessee Whiskey. And it was beautiful. And I had just enough time to grab a gin and tonic when she's walking around with the microphone, you know, singing in people's faces because she's a performer and that's what you do. But she gets in my face and I start harmonizing with her and I'm just having a good time. And she goes, oh, you're a singer. And she grabs my hand and pulls me up onto the stage and we just start riffing Tennessee Whiskey off of each other and everybody's going crazy and it was so wonderful. And ended up meeting this really cool girl, Serena. We hooked up on Facebook and we're friends now. But at the end of it all, you know, people were coming up and talking about like how great everything went and how that was just such a wonderful surprise. But it was just, it was nice. This short, squat little man came up to me and he was hitting on me. And obviously I wasn't interested. I wasn't in the space, the headspace to be interested in anybody at that point. But he just finally stops and he looks at me and he says, "Sandy." And I go, "Jonathan." He says, "What's your sign?" I said, "I'm an Aries." He said, "Well, I'm an Aquarius and I love fire signs." I said, "Well, that's good." And he goes, "You know what? I know you're not interested in me, but I need to tell you something." And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Don't change a single thing about you." I said, "Okay." And he said, "Not your hair, because my hair always looks like it's windswept and wild." He said, "Not the way you dress, because when you walk into a room, people notice."
Wow.
"And any man would be lucky to have you, and he should treasure you." And I was like, oh, so that's why I went to New Orleans. Like, I needed Jonathan at this bar to give me a pep talk. And then he kissed my hand and walked away. But that's the kind of stuff I feel is what it means to be a wanderer. You just go where life takes you, and you're open to people. You're open to what they have to share, what they have to say. You don't have stranger danger, you know? And, you know, you end up meeting some really interesting people that tell you something that you need to hear. And I think if we could all just be a little bit more open to life as it is, life that is around us, and taking advantage of the opportunities that we do have. Like, yeah, maybe I didn't get to take a week-long vacation in New Orleans, but I got to go for less than 24 hours, and I did a lot,
yeah.
You know, and had a great time. And it cost me less than, you know, besides the tattoo, less than $100, you know. So yeah. Anyway, that's it.
What an adventure.
Oh my gosh.
Less than 24 hours. I'm serious.
That might be the best part of it. Just go, have a good time, experience things, and then immediately come back to deal with everything else that you can't let go.
Absolutely.
Wow. So we have another song.
You do.
It is Cold Fairy Tale. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yes. So this one, I actually kind of wanted to challenge myself a little bit. I had a weird feeling that I just wanted to express. And I love fairy tales. I love folklore. And I love folk songs. But mine, I wanted it to be a little weird. Like, I wanted it to feel sad but beautiful in a haunting way. And so I started writing out these lyrics. And it just worked. There's no chorus or bridge or anything like that. It's more like a poem. And by the end of the song, I think people understand what I'm trying to convey. But it's more of a feeling rather than the words, which is how I try to approach most things. Yes, the words are beautiful, but a lot of times they're very lyrical or poetic, so they don't have like a concrete meaning. You just kind of have to feel it. And I think, in my opinion, that's what good artists are able to do. They make you feel something. They make you feel what they're feeling, and you don't understand why, but you're there in that moment. Because I know I became an artist because this is the best way I know how to connect with people, because I'm awkward and have always been awkward, but I'm really good at this. I'm really good at making people feel where I'm at when I approach it and demonstrate it in this way. So that's what I wanted to do with this song. And it's sad, so, but happy at the same time.
Excellent. Sandy Marlisa with Cold Fairy Tale.
Thank you.
Shell without a pearl,
and flowers wither into gloom. Beauty buried in a tomb. Gossamer memories spend their tales. Ghost waltz to a melody of reverie setting sail to the end of a story well told. But even the best fairy tales grow cold. Flowers change from green to gold. Beauty crying a song of old. Gossamer memories spend their tales. Ghost waltz to a melody of revelry setting sail to the end of a story well told. But even the best fairy tales grow cold.
Sandy Marlisa.
Wow.
Cold Fairy Tales. You're on the mix. Sandy, if folks want to see more of your stuff, where can they go?
Well, they can go anywhere in St. Andrews in downtown Panama City. I play there live 4 nights a week usually. Or they can go to my website, sandymarlisa.com. It is under construction right now because I'm launching a book in November and I'm getting it ready. But they can also follow me on Facebook. I post there pretty much every day. Quirky intellectual things. facebook.com/sandymarlisa. Please come see me live. It's gonna be a good time. And I'm gonna start doing more of my original stuff in places as well, in a petite quiet setting.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Of course, you can catch Sandy Marlisa on tonight's episode of Radio Cosmos Live, 9 PM Thursdays on GCSE TV, hosted by none other than Mike Thompson. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to, do something not this fun, but
exactly.
We'll worry about that in a minute. Sandy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Sandy. Guys.